Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I have still not emotionally recovered from the heartfelt message posted by Steve from Blue's Clues. After 2 decades gone, he makes his return and sends a message to all the kids and all the parents that he abandoned back in 2002. So I was an emotional wreck. Nick, I'll have to show you in the commercial break. Blue's Clues, I mean, did you kids like the Blue's Clues?
No, my kids are too young for Blue's Clues, but anybody...
But it's still happening, though. It's like a new guy. It's like, they're still Blue's Clues. It's like, I don't know. But like the initial run was Steve.
It was fantastic.
It was Steve. And then he left one day.
What happened?
Well, you find he went away to college. But he turned his back on it and just, you know... And you got these kids like, where's Steve at? And then after 2 decades, he comes back and gives a message, and we all cried. So there you go.
Anytime I see somebody wearing like a blue and yellow striped like rugby long sleeve shirt, I think of Blue's Clues. Mm-hmm. And I just think, you just figured out Blue's Clues. And just to wear a rugby long sleeve polo.
That's right.
Yellow and blue stripes, horizontal stripes, which I avoid like the plague because I don't need to look bigger.
You're a must follow on Twitter, especially during K-State football games. You really upped your game on social media. Can we talk about that?
Sure we can.
Because I'll be honest with you, I can't tweet really during games.
Really?
I get to because, well, you certainly didn't want me to tweet during the Mizzou-Central Michigan games. I was mad for a lot of it, and I kept seeing like 8 and 9 yard runs. The things that I'm saying during those games don't need to be put out there in the world. Now, much different experience. Had Mizzou been playing like K-State, there's no angry tweets coming from you. You're loving it all, right? It's all out there for you. K-State's kicking Stanford's ass.
We are talking about K-State.
And that's a very enjoyable process for you. So you had to love that opener.
Yeah.
Good God, man.
It's been a long time coming that, you know, in the neutral site to perform well in front of the, my hometown, Grapevine, and the Dallas-Fort Worth there, to get all those recruits, you know, eyes on K-State, you know, two national programs coming together, and that does so well for recruiting. And I just loved also on Twitter the shared, like, hey, where are we at? Who's doing here? We're going here. We're going there. The lead up. I had FOMO.
That's what I was watching because tell me, before we get into the game, and look, we're very protective of Kansas City barbecue. Mm-hmm. No one likes to hear it compared to Texas barbecue or Memphis barbecue. But there's other places you have good barbecue. It ain't Kansas City barbecue. But I see you tweet out this picture from Pecan Lodge.
Yeah.
What? I mean, that looked wonderful.
So,
explain to me.
So I would say Kansas City, like the burnt ends in Kansas City are unbeatable.
Jake, look at this.
The beef ribs.
Take a look at this sausage.
Like the Crown Prime at Jack Stack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the, that and like the Joe's burnt ends, you know, some of the greatest things you can put in your mouth.
By the way, how many times have I said that in our 20 years together? Hey, Jake, take a look at this sausage.
Yeah. More than I'd like.
But honestly, I think Texas barbecue, when I was growing up, Dallas wasn't jack squat. Dallas was like Dickies, right? Dallas had just become ascendant. And that, it's all hill country was where all the good barbecue was.
Right.
In Lano and Austin.
Right.
And then, but you cannot beat that thick cut Texas brisket with that bark on it and that sausage. And I'm unbiased because I'm from Dallas, but I love Kansas City, and I'll shoot you straight, no bias.
Pecan Lodge,
man, dude, that Texas brisket with that bark, thick slice. Oh my God,
I love the bark, and I love the bite.
It's so good.
But if I'm ever in the area, because Deep Ellum,
Deep Ellum.
So it's been several years ago, but Richie St. John played at a School of Rock festival in Deep Ellum, and so me and my dad and Big Tom bounced from club to club and saw some great live music and ate some great food. I wish I'd have known about Pecan Lodge then, so that's the place to go when you're down there.
It just, like, just now, within the past, like, 10 years or something like that, it's a relatively newcomer to the game, but just legit. And Deep Ellum, too, was, like, you know, in the 90s alternative grunge scene, the club called Trees, you know, is a lot of very, very iconic venue up there with Seattle. And things like that for that early 90s rock and roll. So yeah,
well, it was great. Yeah. We had a blast down there. Just
a fun place to
watch live music and have some fun.
Yeah, it's a fun place to visit. Dallas is a fun spot, even though the stadium is in Arlington, Texas, which is like far away.
Look at this damn
20
thing.
Minutes away.
Look at that beef rib.
Yeah. Right? I'm telling you, man, it's good. And oh, and the trick at Pecan Lodge, there's always a flipping 20-hour long line. But if you go inside and you're willing to order 5 pounds of meat, you can, like, there's like a two-person line. I'm always ready. That was 5 pounds of meat. That was 3 pounds of brisket, 2 pounds of sausage.
Yeah. 5 pounds of meat. That's a lot of meat.
And you skip the line. No, and you skip the line.
Hey, it's worth it.
It's so worth it,
and,
man.
You know, you can reheat that stuff.
No, you eat it all there in one sitting.
Eat all 5 pounds, huh?
You can't, though. That's like prime rib. Yeah. You know, it's
and
like
also,
too fatty.
You had an official drink of the day. Explain what you had here.
Old Forester bottled and bond. That was the bourbon of the whatever. Erin was getting upset with me. She's like, "You're drinking bourbon at 11 o'clock?" And I'm just looking at her like,
"It's the season.
Are you serious?
Is it too late or too early?"
I didn't know. I didn't know how she meant.
Really, like,
I didn't know how she meant.
Was she really mad? Was she like, "Come on"?
I think she was testing me to see if I was only half in, but I was full committed. And I said, "I don't want to whatever." And even the kids are like, "Daddy's drinking bourbon and swearing." I go, must be K-State football season.
Football's back, kids.
That's right.
And I can't stand.
Will you please clip that, Jake, and use that as like an intro for Nick every time he comes on? Now, "Daddy's drinking bourbon and swearing."
You got there's
that
plenty
is,
of people.
That
I love
is
it.
A good
there's
intro.
Plenty of people out there.
Good ass intro.
Wanting to come on the radio and talk K-State football. But this man is putting on the line for you.
Oh, yeah.
He's into the whiskey, 11 a.m. kickoff, first game.
Yeah.
And ready to roll. What did you eat? Did you have the whiskey? Did you have anything? You're tweeting all these pictures.
Man. It's just, I think we got Chipotle delivery.
That's fine.
Because, you know, the wife likes to watch K-State as well, too. But I can't watch it at public places. I'm pacing. I'm drinking. I'm swearing. I'm yelling at the TV.
A little pull all the.
Oh, no. We might have done some Jaeger bombs. No.
During?
No, we didn't. Not at the house.
Don't hold back.
I can't do a Jaeger bomb in my house. It doesn't feel right.
Wow.
It's like too degenerate.
Doesn't feel wrong, I bet.
That's correct.
Now, this game, I know you were very high on Kansas State, Jake. Jake's also very high on Kansas State. But, I mean, it couldn't have gone better, right?
Yeah. This is the team, like I said, like what I've seen from, like I said, I love this new age of media where we can see like practice clips get released. And we can see kind of how people are talking, and I can kind of aggregate, you know, what I hear from all the beat writers from K-State, all the videos that K-State football tweets out and everything. And I can see sizes. And first of all, this D-line, I was telling you guys, man, it's it's legit. It's real legit. And then I think we talked about the sleeper thing for me was this wide receiver group. Man, Malik Knowles, man, he's running like a man when he gets that ball as a wide receiver, man. That's really – it's going to be cool once he gets more confidence, more touches.
Yeah, because they didn't really throw the ball too much. I mean, Skylar Thompson only threw it 14 times.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
really...
2021. College football team goes out and dominates a Power 5 school, and they threw the ball 15 times, 14 times. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. You didn't really need to, man, because the whole line was controlling the line of scrimmage too.
That was one trenches.
In the trenches,
K-State was far better on both sides.
They were. And then, you know, Stanford usually has, you know, these vaulted O-lines, you know, with, you know, great alumni who are in the NFL now. And three-man pressures, gosh. I mean, guys just beating guys straight up. I mean, it was really cool to see. I was very, very pleased. The only one downside I saw was that Stanford missed a couple passes to tight ends that could have been, you know, deal breakers, could have changed the outcome of the game. So I think once you start playing, like, you know, in a couple weeks, Oklahoma, it'd be something you need to shore up is, you know, getting that those route trees figured out better.
I saw you retweet about the three down front defensively. And so tell me a little bit about that. I saw you retweet John Kurtz said that was 8 months in the making. And Chris Kleiman says K-State will use both three and four down fronts this year.
So it's really cool because, you know, you see a lot of teams do that as they defend the spread offense. So you have three linemen. That way eight? I don't even know the math there. Eight sort of nickel-type personnels. And if you can get pressure with that. And it wasn't even like a coverage sack. It was a legit, like, D-lineman beating an O-lineman, getting sacks up the middle. And it was just amazing to see. So if you can do that, if you get pressure with three, come on. I mean, they're going to try and run the ball, obviously, because you got a sick man box. But at the same time, it's like, if you can get pressure with three, geez, that's going to pose a lot of problems. A lot of problems. And just, like I said, K-State has size and speed this year on that defensive front, and that's huge. That's so big. So big in college football.
So... We had talked to Stan Weber on Friday, and it was crazy how much foreshadowing this was. But he was talking about how, you know, Stanford and K-State, he was saying that they similar in the way they view the offense. They're not trying to hurry things up. They're okay with medium range passing. You know, they're okay with throwing a pass that's going to get them 4 yards, 5 yards. And he said they're not afraid to run the ball in what people think are throwing downs. And I remember him saying that at the time. And then the biggest play of the game was at 3rd and 13. They run the ball with Deuce Vaughn, and he breaks off a 59-yard touchdown run. What were you thinking when they handed the ball off at 3rd and 13, like right when he got it, and then like when he took it to the house?
I thought it was a cool gamble. I thought it was one of those things where, like, you know, you're definitely shooting for that first down. And then for him, Deuce not even getting touched until, like, what, 8 yards deep, and he makes that cut and then turns it up the field. It just – it puts a lot of it changes up your
brisket.
The brisket, yeah, exactly.
Bark.
No, it changes up your tendencies. Mm-hmm. So now it's like 3rd and 13. Okay, we can blitz, but they also have this draw that they ran against Stanford that they can get yards with. So mm-hmm. it kind of throws off for the future for the next teams that play K-State.
They gotta play honest.
And you know what that does also is that takes off the bite from your defensive ends, because usually 3rd and 13, D ends, you got your ears pinned back, you're not doing any type of run coverage, and you're just trying to get that quarterback. But now they got to kind of slow it up and say, whoa, 3rd and long, you know, 3rd and long is, you know, 7-plus yards. They could run the ball. So it helps you out future down the line. That's what I love about football, is you have these, you know, your tendencies, it gets skewed like that. And it's really, really cool that you're playing that long Andy Reid game.
Nick Leckie is in studio, and so now that you've had a chance to watch Kansas State play one game, and they look terrific against Stanford, let's talk about what you think they're capable of now this year. And once they get past this next game against Southern Illinois, the schedule, boy, it's going to be very interesting. It's not an easy schedule at all. They host Nevada. At Oklahoma State, home against Oklahoma, home against Iowa State, at Texas Tech. Then it lightens up quite a bit. Home against TCU, at Kansas, home against West Virginia, home against Baylor, at Texas. But they just got to get through this and keep their keep things together. I don't know. What are they capable of now?
I told you guys. I mean, when you asked me, 8 to 10 wins. You know, I really do think. You know, was it like a 15-game schedule or something like that? But I think K-State can legitimately pull that off with this offense. If everyone stays healthy, I've been very high on Skyler since last year, where he just is just amazing leader, great arm. He's had, you know, 20 years now. Like, who's the KU guy who's there forever for 30 years? The basketball player.
Oh, Perry Ellis.
He's Perry Ellis. Yeah. He's our version of Perry Ellis. You know, Skyler's been there since, you know, the year after
receding
I left
hairline.
K-State. Exactly. But no, I mean, he's a winner. And then, like I said, this defense, you know, they've got that mentality. They've got that mob mentality now, and they're playing with confidence, and they're swarming to the football, and they're playing team defense. And that's what I love seeing. And great, great K-State teams, man. Look at 2012. That's Arthur Brown. You know, look at 2003, 2002 K-State. You know, you got Terrence Newman, Josh Buell. You know, it's the great K-State defenses play well together, and then the offense will support them.
We've got Nick Leckie in studio back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB as I rescue Nick Leckie from soccer talk for the entire commercial break. Come up for air now, Nick. You were smothered.
I love soccer. Now we're talking about Nate. Big Nate's coming up in the world, man.
Is he?
In the broadcasting world, yeah, man. Hopefully going to get Nate some World Cup.
He's finally
going to
make it in
year.
Broadcasting, huh?
Yes.
Nah, let's not count
God
our chickens.
Him.
No, there's still eggs.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just putting a vibe out there for Kansas
See,
City.
See, you make it seem like, you know, he doesn't like, he likes soccer. Nick
it doesn't
likes
matter
soccer.
Whether he likes it or not. He's going to get a full dose of
well,
soccer
right.
talk from
Wait, are we calling
second
it, are
one
we calling
to second 300 of that.
Are we calling it football yet?
What's
this
that?
Is just still soccer.
It's soccer.
Football,
we play soccer in America.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right. We'll talk football now.
Oh.
Hand egg.
Thank you.
Now.
Throw ball. Throw oval.
And now.
Yeah. Hand off oval.
We're gonna do our division winners, and you're going to be a part of this.
Yes.
But you got to
put it on paper.
You got to put effort into this because we're going to go back to this.
How many teams are in the NFL?
I don't worry about that.
Okay.
I'll take I'll lead you through
three
this.
Three divisions of four.
But the first question is most important.
Two conferences.
The Chiefs host the Browns on Sunday.
Okay.
Please
three
give us
three divisions of four.
What?
That's confusing them.
Not right.
Please give us your prediction of what you think is going to happen. How will the game play out, and what's the score going to be on Sunday between Chiefs and Browns?
So, home game. Where are they playing at? Arrowhead? You think I would know this?
Arrowhead Stadium.
Do a podcast, for Christ's sakes. Week one games are weird to me. Week one games are where Vegas doesn't have things dialed in yet, and it's tough to call because, you know, I think Cleveland's going to be playing with that chip on their shoulder. You know, hey, these guys beat us last year in playoffs, and they had a fluky play from their backup quarterback, which, by the way, that play was so brilliant.
Nah, they couldn't stop Henny. Anything's
really
possible.
Hey, his running, Henny's running was lights out. He laid it on the line when his running, when he came in.
Mahomes 10-0 in the month of September. All Andy Reid does is win openers with the Chiefs.
So I'm thinking,
all he does is beat the Browns every time he plays them.
I'm thinking it'll be classic Andy Reid, where you know they might get up by a bunch.
Dandy Reid,
and then you know they'll make it look close at the end, but it was never close. So I'm thinking it's what's 28 plus 6? 34.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like 34 to like 26.
I like what you're saying.
That's
a win.
That's a win. But like I said, there'll be like a touchdown scored in like the third or fourth quarter.
There'll be a comfort level that we'll already have achieved going to the fourth quarter, and then you know
it'll be mildly uncomfortable in the fourth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mildly
uncomfortable. Yeah.
All right. So 34
to 26
to 26. Chiefs win.
Kansas City.
Chiefs cover is the most important thing. Yeah. What's the line at? What is it now?
Six.
There's a cover. All right.
Yeah, minus Kansas City six. Jihad Chiefs.
Are we ready for the Border Patrol's official NFL predictions?
Do we have a theme song? Can we get Quintanilla music, please?
Whatever.
Jake, I think that'd be the best.
You play whatever you want. Okay.
Some Selena?
I'd love it. Anytime.
Bitty Bitty Bomb Bomb. I love that. Right, it just brings a smile to your face, that song.
There's a story to that song that I'll tell off the air.
Okay. Oh, there we go. I like this.
Oh, boy.
Hey, we should get another podcast or do all off the air stuff. Jake, get that together.
You're a scheduled guest on Hot Mic with SSJ if I can just get that thing started.
Okay.
All right. Let's go. Ready? We'll start off in the National Football Conference. You're no stranger to the NFC.
Played the NFC West for five years. Absolutely. I love it.
Well, let's start with the NFC West.
Let's do it.
That division is loaded.
Yeah.
It's the 49ers, the Cardinals, the Seahawks, and the Rams. Nick Leckie, you're our guest, so you get to go first. Pick the order of finish in the NFC West.
Okay, let's go bottoms up. Mm-hmm. So my beloved Cardinals will finish fourth.
Oh, damn.
You know, I think third will be.
Was it easy?
That's not. Oh my god!
That ain't easy.
Let's go first. I think the Rams. I think with the addition of Staffy, I think the Rams are finally where they need to be.
Okay, you got Rams one,
Rams one,
Cardinals four. Who's two and three though?
So two would be Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And then that rounds us off for who's ever third.
So you got the Rams winning the division.
Okay.
Yeah, that's tough, though. No,
I'm writing all this down.
God, that's tough, but guess what? Three teams make the playoffs from that division.
Yep.
It is tough, but I will...
You're putting in journal, Nathan?
I was
I'm writing it down for you. Oh. Get my Moleskine diary here.
I love my... Is it Moleskine? Oh, let me touch that.
I'm stupid. I believe in Stafford going to the Rams. I think it's going to make... I think it's going to...
You're going Rams?
Man, I'm close to taking the 49ers. I'm going to go Rams 1. I'm going to go 49ers 2. I'm going to go Seahawks 3. I'm going to go Cardinals 4.
Wow.
Nate and Jake.
No one believes in K1,
huh? I co-sign what Lucky had. I'm right on in step with Lucky.
So all three of you guys taking the Rams?
Yep.
Just ram it.
What about the rest of them?
All right. I'm going from worst to first in that division. I got Cardinals, then Seahawks, then Rams. I'm going 49ers.
Nice.
I think if they stay healthy, they got the best team from top to bottom.
So what did you? So what is it? What did you pick?
I'm going worst to first. I'm going Cardinals, Seahawks, Rams, 49ers winning the division.
I like that. Proud of you.
All right, NFC South. Saints, Panthers, Bucks, and Falcons. Jake, you go first on this one.
Oh, boy. Bucks, obviously, the first place team, maybe in the whole NFC, but definitely in this division. I will go Saints second. Man, I so badly want to pick Sam Darnold.
Well, do it then.
No.
Ew.
Just do it. Darnold.
Why?
Because
we've still yet to uncover that.
USC hype?
Yeah, I liked him coming out. He was my favorite quarterback out of that class at the time. So
what
I'm
a terrible class.
Wow. You know.
Pick him in. Stick with it. No, don't back down now.
Screw it. Yeah, I'll take Carolina third, and then I'll the Falcons last.
I'm just writing down division winners for you guys.
So. I co-sign Jake. We're together. We're like the couple duo that says we like those standings for the NFC South.
So you got Bucks. You got Bucks, Steven?
I'll take. Tampa 1, Saints 2, Falcons 3, Panthers 4. Because only a jackass would pick the Panthers to finish anything before.
That guy right here.
That division sucks. That's terrible. The Bucs are obviously good, but I think the Saints are going to take a massive step back because their quarterback situation is a disaster.
I want Jameis Winston to do so well. I'm going to root for Jameis Winston.
I picked him up in my dynasty league.
I want to eat a W.
You root for him?
Yeah, I do.
Marquez Callaway.
I can't stand that guy. He's a great leader. He just misunderstood. He needs to get some age under his belt.
Except for everything.
I promise you, he'll figure it out.
Figure what out?
Not throwing a billion interceptions.
He's a dope.
He's a great leader.
Wow.
He needs to get older. He'll be that guy who, 10 to 15, whatever. I like the pictures of him training and saying, he looks like your uncle says you could throw a ball into those mountains, you know, at a barbecue.
Dude, you're super harsh on him.
I am super harsh
way
on him.
Harsh
he's a horrible decision maker
way
in every
harsh
way.
Time.
I don't.
He's going to get it done.
I'm not a fan.
Dark horse candidate.
He's with the right coach now, right? Is that right?
Sean Payton, can you correct that?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a quarterback whisperer.
I'm going to go ahead.
Look what he did to Drew Brees.
It's been everybody else's fault that he's done all these stupid things so far.
That's correct.
Tom Brady was able to overcome that terrible coaching in the same team in Tampa and win a Super Bowl.
Shh, Nathan.
All right.
Stick to
soccer.
What's
the next event?
I'm rooting so hard for the Saints now that James Winston. Through the roof. I'm going to go buy a Saints t-shirt.
We're in the South.
I'm going to buy
a James Winston
jersey.
A jersey.
Walk around in a jersey.
I want you to have a James Winston jersey. That would actually be a great ironic thing to wear anyways when he throws 50 more picks.
I'm going to say this again, though. Whenever the Saints are on, I'm watching because you must watch him.
I'm rooting for James.
It's going to be nothing but excitement.
Stand him.
What do we call him?
So what's the order of finish there? What do you?
Oh, order of finish. I don't know. I mean, it's Bucks and three teams that aren't going to make the playoffs. is what I say. I mean, I'll say Bucks, maybe Saints, then Panthers, then Falcons.
Wow.
But throw those three teams in a bag. I'm not impressed.
Jake, you're locked in as well, right? With Nick, okay. NFC North.
We from the North, yeah, that
I
way.
Mean, okay.
Oh, my God.
Green Bay will win it. The Vikings finish second. The Bears finish third. The Lions finish fourth.
You know, I want to say that, but I'm going to say Packers, Bears, Vikings, Lions.
I could see that if they go to Justin Fields at some point, as long as Andy Dalton's there. Dragging the team down to the bottom.
So it seems
of the ocean.
Like the Vikings are a train wreck this offseason.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, but they'll overcome it and win the playoffs. They get in as a wild card and then win it all.
So you guys both got Green Bay. Yeah. Jake, you go anywhere different there?
And I like my guy Dan. I played with him in New Orleans. He's the head coach at Detroit.
You played with Dan Campbell?
I love him.
And
he
was just
not
to what was he like?
What?
You try to bite your knees? You drink a bunch of coffee? Black eye? You talk about turds?
Dang, Dan. I love Dan.
Is he one of his turds?
He got hurt. He got hurt, right? So he had to retire during camp. But he was awesome. Dan could pass block as a tight end. Dan could run block. You know,
do you
catch
have the reach
hair.
To get him on this show?
I do not. No. Yeah. No, I've not
can
talked to Dan.
Can we drop your name, though, maybe?
I don't know. Get him on this segment? Hi. You know, A&M guy, grew up on a cattle farm in central Texas.
Oh, yeah, we heard about that. When you were around him, did you think, future head coach?
No, but I see it. And once he got that job,
so
you know,
now you
I was
see
like,
it.
Yeah, I see it. Absolutely.
There's
I love
another
Dan.
Guy I'm rooting for him.
I am, too.
In Detroit.
I love
because I want him to have press conferences for the rest of my career that
awesome.
I can talk about on this show.
But he's awesome, man.
Right.
He's awesome. He's
your
a breath of fresh air.
Did you ever try to bite your knees?
No, he did not.
Well, that's good.
Jake, you got Green Bay, too?
Yeah, I got Green Bay, Minnesota, the Bears, and then the
Minnesota.
Lions.
I don't want anyone to take Detroit higher than 4. Was that it? Did you?
Martin? I'm going to go Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota, Detroit.
Okay. All right, then.
We all got Green Bay. We all got the Bucks. We've only had one difference in opinion so far, and that was me taking the 49ers.
Here we go. The NFC least.
Oh, what a great division.
Washington, Philly, the Giants, and the Cowboys. I'm going to go Washington because of their tremendous defense. And I like Curtis Samuel. I think he's going to make a huge impact there. Washington 1, Dallas 2, Giants 3, Eagles 4.
Dallas 1, Washington 2, Eagles 3, and Giants might win 2 games this year.
Mm.
Oh, wait, they got Saquon. They might win 4.
Okay.
Yeah. Mark that. 4.
Nick Buckley and Jake Pounders, please.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with Washington as well.
Seriously, Ned?
Well,
who's the quarterback?
Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic.
For how many games?
And he'll throw a bunch of interceptions. But they got a good defense. That's like the only thing I trust in that whole division is their defense.
They have a tremendous defense.
And Dallas, I mean, the Dak Prescott's injury situation is not good. He can't throw a football. Like, I don't want my quarterback who...
Football!
And, you know...
He's a running quarterback anyway, so...
Well, so... I don't really... I'm going to go Washington 1... The Giants 2,
oh my God.
The Cowboys 3,
oh my God.
And the Eagles are the worst
the
team. Eagles?
Jake Gutierrez.
I will take the Cowboys first in that horrid division.
Oh,
I will take the Giants second.
Wow. You're not buying Washington's defense.
I buy their defense, but you got to score points in this league.
You and
not
I both
not your really. Defense scores points, player.
It's magic, man.
In that division, do you have to score points?
Yeah.
Not in this league, but in that division.
I mean, it's all-time football.
Dallas defense is legit, too. I mean, the Giants defense isn't bad either. I mean, that's a – I don't know. The Eagles seem like a hot mess, so I'm staying away from them. But I'm going to take the Giants second. I'm going to take the Washington football team third.
Have they figured out a new name? Or are they going to keep it?
Washington football team.
I like Washington Football Club. Oh, that's cool.
The WFT.
I was so close, though. I had to do that in my mind. I'm like, are they real? Like, I'm buying a team. Oh, no, there's not.
Dallas gave up. Only 4 teams gave up more points last year than Dallas.
Oh, the same defense.
They're back.
Check it out.
Hey, they're back, though. They're back.
Exact same defense as last year.
They're probably going to win it all. It's like the 90s all over again.
I don't know that it's the same exact defense. I think you're being facetious.
How much is going to get that much better to be legit? I mean,
is the Chiefs' offensive line going to get that much better?
Well, that their entire offensive line is different. Like, all 5 guys.
Their defense, they revamped their defense, okay. Nate.
How did they revamp it? A new slogan?
They drafted a linebacker.
Who did they draft?
The slogan.
Sorry. He goes, hey, Harris. How'd they revamp it? He goes, linebacker.
Yes. I like the fact that
very
Nick suggested that they revamped it with a new slogan.
That's a revamping.
It is. That's like a rebrand.
Packaging.
Rebrand.
That's all you got to do.
This year we're going to play fast. Yeah. You know,
the physical. Ferocious. Farty.
So then who are the playoff teams?
Playoffs?
And then we'll break. NFC playoff teams.
NFC playoff teams.
Nate, go first to make an ass of yourself. Go.
So, 49ers, Rams, Seahawks, Bucks.
Wait, who are your wild cards?
So, Seahawks and Rams.
Okay. What's the other one?
Oh, there's three. It's going to be some team that, like, muddles their way to 500, you know, and doesn't impress anybody. I'm going to say Bears.
What? I hope that's true. I hope it's Justin Fields leads in there, and then the Broncos have to watch.
Well, what if the Red Rifle does?
No, well, what if he doesn't? Because he's not.
Yeah. I'll we'll give see. You $1,000.
Well, do you think that he's...
Do you think
he's not only starting all year and he's taking him to the playoffs?
Is that what you're saying?
No, no, let him say this.
Ned,
is that
I
what
want to know what his bet is.
No, no, no. Ned, are you saying... You said, do you think Dalton's going to start all year and lead him to the playoffs?
Maybe. Maybe. Could happen.
Well, there's nobody... Either you're saying it or not.
Wait, hold on. Can the Bears make the playoffs without Dalton? What if Fields comes in?
No. If Fields comes in and leads them to the playoffs, then his bet's off.
What if he...
Bet's off.
Okay. What about, let's just say, for $100?
No, $1,000 to $100.
What's the...
Oh, hey, Nate.
$1,000 to $100?
Andy Dalton has to start 80%, 90% of the game.
90%.
That's leading them to the playoffs, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so if the Bears get in the playoffs with Andy Dalton at the helm...
I'm not taking 10 to 1 odds on that, no.
What if you sprinkle in some Fields like Saints did with New Orleans?
Bet 100 straight up.
I'll bet you 100 straight
up. Bet 50 straight up.
I'm not betting 100 straight up.
It's Andy Dalton to the playoffs.
20 straight up.
Andy Dalton takes that team to the playoffs.
1987.
I'm here for it. This is a bold bet.
I'm not making that bet.
$25.
That's fine. Fine.
$10.
Lunch. He offered me $1,000. Well, so, I mean, I'm like, all right, well, for what? Like, what am I giving up?
Don't doubt yourself. You don't know what's going
to
happen.
10 to 1.
NFL's a crazy
thing. All right, we're going to have the AFC.
How many games do you have? I might do 1,000 to 100 on you. I don't know. We'll see.
Whoa. Let's talk about this in the commercial break. Well, we didn't give all our playoff teams. Screw it. We'll recover and come back and finish it after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, we got to work quick, but we can do this. So this was my NFC playoff teams, Jake. Bucks the one seed, but I almost picked Green Bay. I kind of want to go with Green Bay, but whatever. Bucks 1, Pack 2, Rams 3, Washington 4, 49ers 5, Seattle 6, Dallas Cowboys the 7 seed. And my team that is on the outside looking in that might be the 7 seed, if it's not Dallas, I'll go with the Saints. In the AFC, I got the Chiefs as the 1 seed, Buffalo as the 2 seed, Cleveland as the 3 seed, Titans 4 seed, Ravens as the 5 seed, Colts as the 6 seed, and then I can't decide between the Pats and the Steelers for the 7 seed. So I'm going to go with Jake. Decide, who would you pick? Pats or Steelers?
Pats.
Okay, I'll go Pats. I'll leave Steelers out. They got to be out at some point. Maybe this is the year. Okay, so let's. Did anyone want to give their NFC playoff teams before we move on?
Bucks,
are we good?
Rams, Cowboys, Packers, and then Seattle 49ers and the Vikings.
You have the Cowboys being a higher seed than the Pack?
No. Okay. Those are just my four division winners.
Okay. Anyone else before we move on to AFC?
How many playoff teams?
Seven. Yes, sir. Four division winners, three wild cards.
Sense to me. Yeah.
Okay. So I already gave you who my division winners are here in the AFC. I'll just tell you. Order of finish in the AFC East, I have Buffalo, New England, Miami, then the Jets. Nick Leckie.
Which one are we in? What'd you say?
I have Buffalo, then New England, then Miami, then the Jets.
So do I.
I like it.
LOL,
he wrote it down. He's right.
I'm running it down.
Nate Bucchetti, AFC East.
Same.
Wow. Boring. Sorry.
Jake Gutierrez.
Wasn't listening, but I'm going Bills, Pats, Dolphins.
Yep. He was
exactly
listening.
The same as all four. That's fine. That's okay then. This is the toughest one, I think. The AFC North. I have the Cleveland Browns 1, the Ravens 2, the Steelers 3, and the Bengals 4.
So do I.
We're connecting right now. AFC.
Ravens, Browns, Steelers, and then the Bengals.
Ravens, Browns, Steelers, and then the Bengals. Nate Bucchetti.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
There it is. He's crazy or crazy like a fox.
Baltimore, Cleveland, Bengals.
Oh, Cleveland down at third place. Non-believer.
Bold strategy.
Non-believer. Let's see it. He'll either be laughing. He's going to laugh at us. We'll laugh at him. Someone's laughing.
I think they still make the playoffs.
Either way.
AFC South. The AFC South. I'm going to go with the Titans 1, the Colts 2. Oh, poop.
Right.
Double poop and triple poop. I'm going to go Jacksonville 3 and Houston 4 just because, you know.
Massage gate.
I don't know what to...
I got to take Jacksonville last just because I don't believe in any, not even that 1% of Urban Meyer.
No. We'll have 1% of him.
No.
He's not an NFL coach.
No, he's not.
He's not an NFL coach.
Should I pick Houston?
I believe more in Tyrod Taylor than I do in Urban Meyer.
That's awesome. That is an awesome statement.
So you're taking Tennessee to win the division, though?
No, I'm taking Colts. I'm still taking the Colts.
Isn't Quentin Nelson not healthy?
Yep, not healthy. Okay. Neither is Wentz. Okay. But I'm still off season. That was my sleeper pick to win. I'm sticking with it.
Oh, I respect that.
I'm sticking with it.
Texans and Jags is just such a terrible decision to make there. But
I know Texans and the Jags.
I still got to give Houston a little bit of credit. I'm going Tennessee. Great song. Can we play that pretty soon here, please? Tennessee, Houston, Indianapolis, Jacksonville. I want to hear Arrested Development so bad.
Maybe
right
you should
now.
Have. Houston
I might just go leave
three.
And listen to this in the bathroom.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Houston and Jackson. Tennessee.
Thank you, Jake. Tennessee.
God,
it's mid-90s right there.
I don't care. South. Nate.
Yeah, I'm going Tennessee as well. And after that, I don't think that any of those other teams are that good. Indianapolis has a decent. They might be able to overcome their quarterback situation and be decent.
They have a top 5 D.
Who?
Indianapolis. So they'll go second, and then the other two teams will fight it out for last place.
Is Justin still there?
I'll take Houston over Jacksonville.
Houston? Did he retire?
He's the Ravens.
AFC West. I got the Chiefs 1 and the Raiders 4. This is where, for a long time, I had Chargers 2 and the Broncos 3. Chargers got a new coach. Broncos have a coach that will be fired eventually. Should have already been fired, but man, the Broncos have a terrific defense on paper. I feel like that might be able to overcome the Chargers. I'll get a little goofy with you here. I'll go Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers,
Ooh,
Raiders.
Hey, I almost just changed it to that. Hey, stop
I'll
it.
Little, I'll get a little stupid. I'll get a little crazy. I'll get a little
Justin
wild.
Justin Hebert,
right? Bobby Hebert.
Teddy B is in Denver, right?
Yeah, he's starting.
Gosh. Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders.
Chiefs, Chargers, Broncos, Raiders.
That's what I say.
See, I had that, but I wanted to switch to Stevens.
Switch it. Join me.
Does L.A. have a new? Did the L.A. C's have a new new head coach?
Yeah, Brandon Staley,
the yep. coordinator for the Rams.
Right.
Former.
He taught Aaron Donald all those great things.
Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
God dang it, I'm torn.
I just took a long look at the Broncos defense on paper, and it is terrific.
Yeah, their roster is solid. I mean, it's so funny that their team is set except for. Right. I mean, like,
would have been something if a good quarterback would have fallen to them.
Right, I know.
I mean, I would legit be like, wow, this is a playoff team.
Yeah, when I was watching the Giants at all. How in the hell did he fall to the Broncos?
I mean, they are set.
And then I'm like, they didn't take him. I don't know, but it's okay.
But they got Patrick Surtain.
Oh, you got come on. Order finish. This is interesting.
KC,
come on.
Denver, L.A., L.V.
You did it.
I like all the gang signs, man.
Wow.
We got the Midwest, right, which is the three fingers down, mm-hmm. three fingers up.
What?
We got L.A., which is this number.
Yeah.
Right? The L with the A, ATL. And the LV, that's Vatos Locos Forever.
That's almost. Right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
And then Denver, poor Denver doesn't have a gang sign.
Well.
That's okay. Big D.
They don't have a quarterback either, so I'm not picking them to beat the Chargers. I'll go KC, LA, Denver, LV.
Give me AFC playoff teams. I already told you mine. What are they? Go.
Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, Ravens, Colts, and then the wild cards will be the Browns, Titans, and Pats.
Who's your wild cards? We already know your division winners. Your wild cards.
Number 7 is Denver. Number 6 Ow. Is Baltimore. Ow. Number 5 is New England.
Ow! Ow!
Number 4 is the Titans. Number Ow. 3 is Cleveland. And 2 Bills. 1 is your
Kansas City. Finish it off, Nick.
Baltimore, Cleveland, New England.
Oh, good pick, Ned.
That is awesome.
Baltimore, Cleveland, no.
Okay. You guys remember this move?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I love that. Like,
I'm really good at it. Like this.
Oh my! You didn't rip it.
Wow, this guy.
That's awesome.
Nick Leckie,
gentlemen.
And it was 34-26 Chiefs. 34-26.
34-26.
I got it.
Kansas City.
That's a cover.
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
That is
Chiefs.
Awesome.
That's Nick Leckie, former K-State All-American Super Bowl champ with the New Orleans Saints and football insider for the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB.